A month-long search to find this man who police say sexually assaulted women while walking with their dogs or strollers. New at 7, what one of 7 victims is sharing about what happened to her. Then, suing to stop the smoke. Why a local popular pizzeria says the cigar bar next door is negatively affecting both his business and his health.
A series of systems set to disrupt our sunny and dry streak. I'll walk you through the wettest days and show you which towns could dip into the 30s.
Right now, police are searching for a sexual assault suspect accused of touching several women in a Durham residential area. Thank you for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. New tonight at 7 o'clock, we're hearing from a woman who says she is also a victim in this case. Eric Miller went to that neighborhood in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He joins us now live with an interview you'll only see here on WRAL. Eric.
Well, Dan, we've talked to a lot of neighbors this afternoon back here on Copperleaf Parkway. All of them say they weren't aware that this was a string of incidents, a pattern of behavior, and that includes a woman who says she was a victim. You take a look at this photo. This is who DPD says is responsible, this man right here. Police say the first incident was reported back in late March. Since then, 6 total assaults have been reported to police. All have been from 4 to 6 p.m. That's peak hours for people out here walking their dogs are pushing a stroller here in this neighborhood. Now, the young woman we spoke with, she didn't want to share a face, didn't want to show her face or share her name, but she said she passed this man while out for a walk about 2 weeks ago. He then came up behind her, grabbed her, and ran.
Yeah, I tried to chase after him, but I mean, he was way too fast and he'd gotten way too far, so I just let it go.
Now, that young woman, she did not report this incident to police. Instead, she thought this was a one-off, maybe a teenager out misbehaving, something like that. Now, hearing about this string of assaults, she and the other neighbors here, they want this person caught. Dan?
Eric Miller, live for us in Durham with a pretty good picture of this suspect. Hopefully somebody's held accountable. Thanks, Eric.
Today, authorities announced they are going to start searching again for Kent Jacobs, who disappeared more than 20 years ago. Jacobs was last seen around the Colonial Heights neighborhood in 2002, and now Cumberland County deputies are searching a property on Jackson Street. Investigators say they will be searching the property for days. Family members said Jacobs was mentally disabled. WRAL's Keenan Willard spoke with his sister today about what this new development means to her family.
There's just a mix of emotions right now, and honestly, I don't even know how to respond to how that would feel. I guess we will know in that moment.
The family is asking for privacy from the community as the search plays out, especially for Jacob's mother, who is still living in the area. The search is expected to last several days.
People are rallying for change in downtown Raleigh, exactly 10 years since one of the largest political protests in state history. The Moral Monday movement is led by civil rights leader Bishop Barber. Dozens of advocacy groups joined the demonstration. The group is pushing to stop legislation that hurts the poor, LGBTQ, people of color, and immigrants, and protect democracy. Over the years, 1,000 people have been arrested during the movement's protests.
Disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly will continue serving his 30-year prison sentence in North Carolina. He will be one of 5,000 inmates at a facility in Butner in Granville County. Kelly was convicted for child sex crimes and sex trafficking. The Board of Federal Bureau of Prisons told WRAL Kelly was transferred to the state last Wednesday. He is in the medium security prison with 770 other inmates.
When you move up to mediums, you're dealing with cell type living, your higher controlled movements. You're dealing with people who are in for crimes like murder, very violent type crimes. As a sex offender and as a celebrity, there are people who may be looking to exploit him, to make an example out of him.
The facility has had several high-profile inmates behind its walls. Bernie Madoff was there before he died. Ted Kaczynski, the man known as the Unabomber, is still serving time in Butner. Even Joe Exotic, the infamous face of Netflix's show Tiger King.
It was a beautiful day today. A little cooler, though, across the triangle. Here's a beautiful shot from our tower cam in southeast Wake County. We are tracking some unsettled weather over the next few days. Kat Campbell joining us now from the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a timeline on this rain, Kat.
We have a chance for rain Wednesday through Sunday this week. It's not going to rain nonstop every single day by any means, but we've got waves of rain that we're tracking. So there's at least a chance pretty much every day except tomorrow. So make the most of tomorrow while you can. It looks like either Thursday or Friday, we will see a round of widespread soaking rain one of those days. And this could add up in your rain gauges over the next 7 days. Anywhere from 1 inch to 2 inches of rain will be possible. Some of the highest totals in our northern counties. We'll have a closer look at the timeline for these waves of rain coming up, Dan.
And thanks, Kat.
A Carrboro restaurant owner says he's had to switch to takeout only because secondhand smoke is making the space unsafe and unbearable. This all started when a cigar lounge moved in next door to Coronado Pizza on Two Hills Drive about 9 months ago. WRL's Sarah Kruger explains the legal action the owner is now taking.
Behind me, you can see the pizza place and how it shares a wall with the cigar lounge. Coronado's owner says he tried everything, but with no progress, he has now filed a lawsuit.
The dining room at Coronado Pizza is closed. It's not because of COVID. It's because of cigar smoke that owner Teddy Diggs says is migrating from the cigar lounge next door. On April 14th, Diggs filed a lawsuit against Oasis Cigar Club and the landlord, Woodhill NC. It says the smoke is so bad it has caused headaches, sinus, and eye irritation for the owner, staff, and customers. A secondhand smoke expert quoted in the filing says an air quality test found nicotine at more than 1,000 times the minimum limit of detection.
I've measured the nicotine levels in about 90 cases so far. And the Coronado Pizza is right at the top.
James Rapace, who did the study, says the smoke levels are enough to increase the risk of lung cancer and heart disease.
The level of nicotine in that we've measured in their pizzeria is comparable to what has been measured in the homes of smokers. That's how high it is.
The lawsuit claims the landlord is violating the lease terms by failing to provide a space free from hazardous materials. And it also claims the smoke is a private nuisance and a continuing trespass. Coronado says it has suffered damages in an amount far in excess of $25,000. Diggs is seeking an end to the smoke and a hearing or trial to award compensation.
A North Carolina law says cigar bars opened after 2009 must operate in freestanding structures. That does not apply to private clubs, which Oasis is registered as. Sarah Kruger, WRL News, Carrboro.
Late this afternoon, Sarah received statements from both parties named in the lawsuit. The landlord, Woodhill, told us it has taken significant steps to ensure proper ventilation and is working with an attorney to respond to the lawsuit. An attorney for Oasis also pointed to mitigation efforts it has made, adding the business is exploring all of its legal options. Well, imagine looking out of an airplane window and you see flames spitting out of the engine. It was a scary sight over the weekend after an American Airlines flight struck some birds. The FAA says these run-ins are getting more common. Coming up, a closer look at how pilots prepare for these situations. Plus, Five on Your Side raises the red flag on some Facebook ad scams. Just ahead, what happened when a woman tried to buy sunglasses and how you can protect your wallet.
Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Some tense moments in the sky when an airplane was forced to return to the airport after a bird strike. You can see those flames coming right out from what appears to be the engine.
That would be too much for me looking out the window to see that. Yeah. Get this, though. According to the FAA, the number of animal strikes reported in the U.S. has gone up a lot, increasing 144% from 2000 to 2017.
80 strikes have been reported in North Carolina already this year. WRL's Shelley Jackson explains how pilots prepare for these kinds of situations.
The FAA says animal airstrikes are increasing, and more than half happened between July and October.
That is affirmative. We lost the number two engine on the bird strike with high vibration.
Sunday, an apparent bird strike caused an American Airlines engine to catch fire, the plane safely returning to the ground in Columbus, Ohio.
This is a very common issue that is dealt with daily in the aviation industry.
According to the FAA, birds constitute 97% of animal airstrikes. 61% of strikes happen during landing. 63% happen at night.
We do whatever we can to try to avoid them because it causes, obviously, fatal things for birds, and it's terrible for our aircraft, too, and for safety.
Taylor Barrich is chief flight instructor with the Raleigh Professional Flight School.
We have a simulator, so we're able to simulate avoiding bird strikes in there as well.
According to the FAA, 80 animal strikes have been reported this year at North Carolina airports, 8 at RDU. But Barrero says the bigger threat isn't coming from animals.
I personally have seen an increase in the amount of reports for drones while flying.
Barrich says most commercial flights will not end up like that U.S. Airways flight that landed in the Hudson River.
That's rather unlikely. I mean, that's a once in 100-year sort of scenario.
The Raleigh-Durham Airport Authority works with local, state, and federal agencies to reduce wildlife hazards. That includes things like keeping the grass at a certain height and covering ponds to prevent birds from congregating. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Raleigh-based Red Hat is cutting jobs. The software company says it will lay off up to 4% of its workforce with a focus on eliminating general and administrative roles. Red Hat employs roughly 20,000 people worldwide, including 2,200 in the Triangle. The company would not tell us how many people could be impacted here in our area. Red Hat joins a growing list of tech companies cutting jobs.
So tech was riding high. They overdid it for a while, so they've got to pull back a little bit. But if you ask me, well, is this somehow a signal of problems, long-term problems in the tech sector? No, they'll come back.
Red Hat CEO says the company will not cut positions that build products or sell them to customers. The layoffs will continue through the end of June.
A woman got a cheap pair of sunglasses instead of the golf clubs she tried to buy through a Facebook ad. Susan Perry told Five on Your Side the first red flag was when she purchased them and never got a confirmation email after ordering those golf clubs. She then contacted her bank, canceled her credit card, and her bank took off a $64 charge that Perry couldn't identify. A few weeks later, the sunglasses arrived in the mail.
They came in a lovely black case, which would be what you would expect Jimmy Choo sunglasses to come in.
The package was, in fact, from Jimmy Choo, spelled differently than Jimmy Choo, the fashion designer. Several other people have reported the same thing happening to them after ordering various items on Facebook ads. If you are buying something from an online ad, Five on Your Side is warning to always look into the company that you're buying from. Also, use a credit card so that you can challenge any fraudulent charges.
Talk about a building delay. A park first promised in 2006. Is finally becoming a reality in Franklin County. WREL's Destiny Patterson takes us to this area.
It's been roughly 17 years in the making, and now the county is one step closer of turning this empty space into a destination.
Right off of busy Highway 39, in unincorporated Franklin County, sits an empty field with new hope.
And we put up the sign that said future home of Epsom Park.
In the coming years, these weeds and tall grass will be replaced with a playground, walking trail, and multi-purpose field. The Benish firm will design the park.
This is sort of the last area of the county that doesn't have its own park.
Assistant Franklin County Manager Will Durfer says the project is about building up the community.
The Epsom community it's an older community that needs a place to gather.
Back in 2006, Durfer says the old Epsom School property was demolished, and the county had plans to start developing the land then. But the economic state at the time put the project on hold.
2008, was the Great Recession. But now what we're dealing with is supply chain uncertainty. Commodity prices are increased.
While concerns of the economy are once again an issue, he says the county is prepared to make the future park a reality.
We've kind of factored that into the projections, and we hope that it'll pan out that way.
At this field is a hope that has lived for decades, and now it's something the community can look forward to. Destiny Patterson, WREL News, Franklin County.
A state grant called the Parks and Recreation Trust Fund will cover half of the cost of the project. The other half will come from county money. In total, it will cost roughly $869,000.
The teams at OSearch are taking some suggestions for the latest shark tagged off the coast of North Carolina. OSearch says they sampled, tagged, and then released a beautiful juvenile female white shark off the coast of Ocracoke. The shark was an estimated weight of 522 pounds, and they want some help naming this beautiful shark as they track it. So far, suggestions include Bobcat the shark, Carolina, I like that one, and Jewel. I think that's another good option. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now as we take a live look at the State House. You can see some people gathered down here at the bottom. That's that Moral Monday that we were telling you about a short time ago that's still going on as we speak. What a gorgeous night for anyone to be outside. Kat Campbell, how long is it going to stick around?
Tomorrow. You got tomorrow to get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather. After that, things get a little bit iffy. 63 degrees right now in Wilson, 64 in Durham, as well as the WRAL Fayetteville newsroom. This evening, the sunset around 7:50 p.m. by Sunday, it's going to be at 8 o'clock. And those 8 o'clock sunsets going to stick around all the way from Sunday through August 18th. The latest we get 8:34 p.m. But late sunsets are getting awfully close to us. It's not necessarily going to feel like it, though, tonight. It's going to be quite chilly as temperatures drop into the lower 40s here in the Triangle. We should be in the mid-50s by 10 o'clock. Once we get to about 6-7 a.m., that's when temperatures could fall to just 42 degrees in the Triangle. Luckily, we'll have a lot of sunshine with that in the morning. But there are frost and freeze alerts for many areas to our north and west. A freeze warning in effect in purple for the North Carolina mountains. 30 degrees the low in Boone tonight. A frost advisory for Asheville in the light blue color here in the mountains. We don't expect that threat to be widespread in central North Carolina. Most of us will just be chilly overnight, so grab the jacket. High pressure is building in from the west. This will dominate our forecast tomorrow, which sounds great. It means sunshine, dry weather. It should be pretty comfortable. Temperatures in the upper 60s, but we turn increasingly unsettled as we have waves of rain moving in from the west this week. The jet stream, the way it's set up, it's going to cause a lot of lift in the atmosphere. It's also going to direct these systems toward us this week, and that's why we have a couple of rounds of rain possible. Tomorrow, you don't have to worry about the rain, but as we get into Wednesday evening and Wednesday night, we have a chance for rain returning Thursday or Friday. Some question marks on exactly the timing of this round, but it looks like we'll see a pretty widespread soaking round of rain. The American model wants to bring most of the rain in Thursday and clear it out by Friday. Some models showing it lasting a little longer into Friday, but that could amount to about an inch of rain, just that one rain event in some areas. And there are signs that this wet weather pattern that we've been in could even last into May. Above normal rainfall likely in the southeast, above normal temperatures also likely for the month of May as we think ahead to May, which is just around the corner now, believe it or not. Tomorrow looks like a beautiful day to be outside, plenty of sunshine in the morning. We will see an increase in clouds later in the day. By lunchtime, 60 degrees. High temperatures in the upper 60s tomorrow afternoon, coming close to the 70-degree mark, but it should feel pretty good outside in the sun tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies return on Wednesday, and with the cloud cover increasing and the chance for rain increasing, temperatures trending cooler, highs in the mid to upper 60s. And our normal high this time of year, 75 degrees, so below normal temperatures technically the entire 7 day. The weekend at this point, not a washout, about a 30% chance for rain Saturday, 40% on Sunday, and we'll keep an eye on that for you as we get closer.
I'll take a little rain. Keep my grass nice and green out front. Mm-hmm. All right, Kat, thank you.
Willie Nelson is bringing his tour to the Triangle, when you can see the country music legend perform live coming up. No, you won't. Carolina Hurricanes are one win away from advancing in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It was great to see them win on the road the other day. Canes up right now 3-1 against the New York Islanders. Yesterday afternoon, they beat the Islanders 5-2 in New York. The puck drops for Game 5, where they hopefully can close things out at PNC tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also, speaking of sports, the NFL draft is coming up. We're really excited.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers have the first pick and likely will select a quarterback of the future. We're going to make sure you're ready. Gerald Owens is heading to Kansas City for the draft. His reports begin tomorrow night. Be sure to join us for a special edition of our 7 o'clock news on Thursday. We're going to have team coverage from the draft site in Kansas City and the Panthers party in Charlotte. Our sports team will break down how this could be a turning point for the franchise. All this ahead of the draft at 8 p.m. on ESPN. Well, entrepreneurs, take note. You are looking live at downtown Durham, where a new survey shows it is among the top five places to start a business.
Wallet Hub releasing this report today. It says the Bull City is number five on that list. More North Carolina cities made the list, including Charlotte at number eight and Raleigh at number 11. Winston-Salem was number 13 and Greensboro number 48. North Carolina representing.
That's pretty good.
A new report showing which baby names are the most popular in North Carolina this year.
I love these lists. At the top of the list for boys is Liam. That's followed by names Noah and William. For girls, Olivia tops the list for North Carolinians, followed by Amelia and Charlotte. These are all based on Social Security Administration data on births and user interest on names.org.
Where's Deborah and Dan? Those are
good names. You know, mine's just old-fashioned, I guess. Yeah. A lot of people my name, my age have this name, but no one since. Willie Nelson is coming to Raleigh.
The country music legend will headline the Outlaw Music Festival this September. The festival will play Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh. That's September 8th. The 2023 tour is in celebration of Nelson's 90th birthday. He's still out there touring.
That's amazing.
He says his birthday will be spent the way he likes it, on the road, making music with friends.
That is
impressive,
phenomenal
guy. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WREL. Have a great night.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.